can with this. Yeah, that's a nice result. Is that already down or something?
All right.
That's nice. Where'd you stay?
New stories.
Up there in the valley.
Oh, really?
You're kidding.
And at this sound.
At this sound. That's the same as one of the others. Acts 2:12.
Now they were all amazed and perplexed.
Amazed and perplexed.
Amazed and perplexed. How about John 1:12 or RC?
John 1:12. He gave power to become children of God.
Good news here.
Got it here.
Good news. Acts 2:6.
Acts 2:6. And when they heard this noise, in Acts 2:12. Amazed and confused. And John 1. Oh, what was that? John 1:12. The right to become God's children.
NIV.
Acts 2:6. When they heard this sound, amazed and perplexed.
John 1:12.
John 1:12. gave the right to become children of God?
New world. Did you pick that up? We'll just get new world next time. Let's reach back to basic for what we missed last time. Colossians 1:16 and bye-bye and whatever it was.
Okay. Colossians 1:16 has bye-bye and for.
Same as the King James. Mark 7:19.
Okay, Mark 7:19 is making all foods clean.
Does he say making all foods clean?
That sense.
We bet you better be here.
No.
Because whatever it says is going to make the whole thing. If it says passing into the deep, making all foods clean, then it's going to be passed.
Whatever goes into mass, he said that making all foods clean.
Oh.
With the additive comment at the end.
Yeah, we'll have to have that. Luke 18:5.
God is completely tired out.
Completely tired out.
I don't think we have that.
Because we have weary.
Weary. The King James has weary. 1 Corinthians 9:27.
Give blows to my body.
And Acts 17:18.
Talker of foolish words.
Receive the ability.
New King James.
Receive strength.
King James strength. King James 2.
Can we come back to it? Oh, it's strength.
You have the NASB?
Power.
Numeric.
Power.
NAS.
RSV. Received power.
Envy.
Received strength.
20th century.
Enabled.
there.
Finn.
Received ability. Received ability.
When?
Received strength.
Moffitt.
Strength.
Good speed.
It says, faith made even Sarah herself able to have a child. It doesn't really say specifically.
Kind of the word able.
Yeah.
Able. Made able. Bunnington.
Power.
Hey. CB.
Strength.
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Received potency for conception.
What?
Potency. Also my favorite, sir, has personally received potency for conception.
Potency is power.
Well, she became potent.
Yeah.
It's more like...
That's like a physical
vitality.
Yeah.
Like strength.
Let's give it the same rating.
What? Would you rate it? Strength?
Well...
Vitality.
Famous.
Phillips.
Physical vitality.
Strength. Good news.
Good news.
11.
It was faith that made Abraham able to become a father even though he was too old, and Sarah herself could not have children. He trusted God to keep his promise. That was it.
Huh?
Abel, 11. Yeah, that was 11. Sarah herself. Hebrews 11:11. It was faith that made Abraham able to become a father, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself could not have children.
Sarah too had faith, and because of this, she was able to become a mother.
Jerusalem.
Made able.
Berkeley.
Power.
MIB.
Was enabled. Well, actually it goes like this. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father.
Peace.
Power.
Amplified.
Because of faith, also Sarah herself received physical power to conceive a child.
Basic.
Power.
Kingsley.
Strength.
Merlin.
Power.
Ledger.
Able.
Knox.
There is faith that enabled Sarah, barren till then, to conceive offspring.
Enabled. Continuity.
Receive power.
NAB.
Power.
Redlock.
Power.
Yeah.
Power.
Darby.
Strength.
Rotherham.
Power.
Gubby.
Power.
World.
Power.
Concordant.
Power.
New world, not here. Lounge.
Strength.
Synth.
Was able.
Recovery.
Power.
New century.
Able.
What was Norley?
Norley?
Yes.
Norley was power.
What was Young?
Young was power.
What was Kingsley? Kingsley. Strength.
Opportunity.
Power. James 2.
King James. Oh, King James 2.
Strength. Abraham. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other one, the subject is Sarah.
Oh, what's it say there? What does it say? Sarah was able to receive.
Yeah, yeah. One of the others living was doing that too. Mm-hmm.
Had
one
for Abraham.
Had Abraham receiving strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was taking it as Sarah. Yes.
How does it read, though?
It was through faith that he received the power to beget a child, even although Sarah was unable to have children.
Huh. That's really a tough act.
I'm not going to read that. I'm not sure. Probably an involved study. Demons, devils, the Gentile sacrifice, the sacrifice of the devil. What are we going to give devils and what are we going to give demons?
Literally, devils.
Well, what does the devil get anyway? A 0, minus 1, minus 5, evil spirit?
Well, what's the other one?
Demons. Evil spirits and red high. I think devils is such a common word that it doesn't really merit a good or minus. The idea is there's one devil and many demons. So if you put devils here, it's somewhat confusing.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we're that confused since we already know what it is. Maybe we should give devils 0 or something. Any question here? We should be able to sit on this one.
So evil spirits. No.
I think it was W5.
Minus 5?
No, it's a 5.
Spirits.
Evil spirits, I think it's probably a modern injury.
If it is devil, should it be devil's plural or not?
Well, it has to be plural. Any questions there to devil?
Will it
Maybe they don't have devils. Adams.
Demons.
New King James.
Demons.
King James devils. King James 2.
Demons.
ERV and ASV.
I'm sorry, ERV is devils and ASV is demons.
Merrick.
Demons.
NAS.
Demons.
RSV.
Demons.
N-E-V.
Demon.
20th century.
Evil spirits.
Ben.
Demons.
Women.
Women of the... Demons.
Demons.
Could be.
Demons.
Byington.
Demons.
CD.
Demons.
Berkeley.
Demons.
Phillips.
Evil spiritual powers.
Beck.
Devils.
Good news.
Demons.
Living.
Demons.
Jerusalem.
Demons.
Barclay.
Demons.
MIV.
Demons.
Police.
Demons.
And.
Demons.
Basic.
Evil spirits.
Kingsley.
Evil spirits.
Norley.
Devils.
Fledger.
Demons.
Knox.
Evil spirits.
Concubine.
Devils.
Nab.
Demons.
Dagla.
Demons.
Dan.
Demons.
Darby.
Demons.
Brotheram.
Demons.
Gabi.
Demons.
Quarrel.
Demons.
Concordant.
Demons.
Lamb.
Devils.
Simple.
Demons.
Recovery.
Demons.
New century.
Demons.
Let's do this one. down to it. Looking at the word blood, it's used about, what, 99 times in the New Testament? Of course, it's a real key gospel issue, salvation. And an argument is alleged that good news omits blood in quite a number of key passages. So I looked into this, and I found it to be true. And I decided to look into all the translations, see what other things I could find. And out of those 99 references where blood is used, I picked out at least 20, just around number 20. This is the kind of rating where if I just took randomly three scriptures, or two, I don't really know what I'm going to get. I might get the two they have right, I might get the two they have wrong. I'm not really getting, you know, I'm not necessarily getting a real comparison. So I decided to dig out 20 verses that were the most theologically meaty of the context where blood is used. You know, they overcame him by the blood of a lamb. Just all those kind of verses, starting in the Gospels. I grabbed John 6, 1 in the Gospels, and then through the epistles over to Revelation. And I went through these and found out that there are a few translations that hedge and don't have it translated as blood. Now, the question is, what do they have? They have, by his sacrifice, by his death. It's like there's still a truth there, but in not bringing out the word blood, blood is a typologically key word that has much spiritual significance, Old Testament applications, typology, so forth. So I consider death and sacrifice to be unacceptable, although I'm not sure I'm going to give it any major thing. Now, I wanted to take all 20 verses, and yet I don't want to plug 20 verses into my study, because I don't want to give King James 100 points on this one thing. You know, it isn't necessarily... I don't want to overbalance my evaluation on the subject of salvation. So I decided I'll take four verses, and what I'll do is I'll take all 20 divided by 5. I'll take 20 verses on one piece of paper, rate them all, and then divide by 5 at the end and plug that into my master total. So that's what I did. And I'll tell you, what you need is a clean grid. That's what you need. You need a clean file 15. Now on my thing, I put in one column, and I called it blood. One column, one rating. I'm calling it blood of file 21. That's on my ongoing grid sheet here. Now, I need a fresh file 15, and I'm going to go through all 20 of these verses. Anybody have an extra file 15? They can. Anybody have one?
I might have one.
You can write in on this clean file 15, those 20 verses all the way across the top.
Okay.
And rather than look them all up, I'll tell you, since I've already looked them up, I'll tell you what we've got. Now we should probably figure out what we're going to rate it. So what are we going to give? We're going to give blood a 5. What are we going to give them if they put death or sacrifice?
It's going to have different impact for different verses.
Well, I don't know if it is or not.
I mean, like, and drink his blood.
Well, they really
can't put death or sacrifice in there, but probably he fitted a lot better like propitiation through faith in his
right.
Justified in sacrifice.
I'm probably not going to discern there. I'm just going to take it as it is. So what do we want to give? Death, sacrifice, or something like that. And what do we want to give? I'm going to give it.
Why would they omit it? I mean, you know, what's the reason?
Who knows?
Is it
tablet attitude? I don't know. Variety? Theological bias? Carelessness? Oblivious to the theological aspects of it? I don't know. I think there's more than one reason for the end, but it is.
What's the prevalent view of Christ as just being the second person of Trinity? Would that affect it? You know, with God having blood?
I don't think that's going to affect it, because the thing of it is, out of these 20 verses, they're going to have blood eventually. And they're not going to have blood in some of them. Why the inconsistency is my question. The word for blood is just, you know, such a common word. There's no alternative really to translate it accurately.
Maybe they're just trying to make it more clear for the reader.
I guess. I don't know.
About minus 10 for sacrifice.
Whatever. I don't know. How do you rate it? I'm putting some consequence on myself.
So how do we, so what do we do now? What's our next step?
Okay, Tyndale has it in every case, has blood in every case.
Okay.
So you can just fill him in as being all okay.
On yours, you put the plus 1 for blood, you put in, you put 5 on it.
Well, since I'm going to divide by 5, I can put plus 1. And just add those, or I can put 5 and divide by 5 later. Doesn't really matter.
Okay.
pager, basically.
Luther has them all right. New King James has them all right. Dewey has it all right. King James has it all right. King James 2 has it all right. ERV and ESV has it all right. Numeric has it all right. NAS right. RSV right. NEB. NEB misses Romans 3:25, Romans 5:9, and Romans 12:11. Why don't you read Romans 12:11 in NEB?
Okay, look at Romans 12:11.
Yeah,
it's
not one of the
things. It's not one of
the Revelations.
Revelations 12:11, don't you?
Yeah, what a nice thing.
Romans.
Yeah, Revelation 12:11.
12:11. By the sacrifice of the Lamb, they have conquered him.
Sacrifice of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb, by the sacrifice of the Lamb, they have conquered him.
And what are the two passages?
And what do Romans 3:25?
Romans 3:25, Romans 5:9.
Right.
Also were missed. We could read those.
Okay.
Romans 3:25, Romans 5:9.
3:25. By a sacrificial death. 5:9. Sacrificial death.
Okay.
Was Revelation 12:11 and Romans 12:2?
Yeah, same translation.
Sacrificial.
Can we reveal the Ethiopian on this?
What?
Did you read the Ethiopian on this? We'll have to have him tell us what that is.
Yeah.
I haven't taken that one before.
What about Adam?
Adam's I haven't taken either, so whoever has Adam's, you can probably come tell us.
Oh. Dewey?
Dewey has them all right.
Who about King James?
King James is them all right. 20th century, it depends on which edition of 20th century we're reading. If we have the red hardback in the library, it misses a whole slew of them. If we're reading the modern paperback edition that's recently on the shelf, it only misses Acts 20:28. So I suppose we should give them the most up-to-date version and break that. 20th century misses Acts 20:28. Somebody have 20th century?
I got both of them put in the shelf, but neither one's red, neither one's paperback. one's a 1 year later edition.
Why don't you read us Acts 20:28?
Cost had his own life.
Okay, that was 20th century. He only misses that one. Fenton has them all right. Weymouth misses Ephesians 2:3. Do we want to read it?
Among them all of us
also firmly past our lives, governed by the inclinations of our lower nature, indulging in the grave carvings of those natures in our own thoughts, and were in an original state deserving. It doesn't seem to be spelled.
Ephesians 2:2.
Is it 2:13?
Okay. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were so far away have been brought near through the death of Christ.
Yeah, through the death of Christ. Should be through that.
So should it be Ephesians 2:13?
Yes. Okay. Ephesians 2:13, correct the file from one here. Okay, now Moffat. Moffat has them all right. Goodspeed is missing Acts 20:28 and Romans 3:25. Do you want to read those?
Okay. Acts what?
20:28 and Romans 3:25, the only two Goodspeed's missing. I don't have Byington, so maybe you could look them up for us. Just check them out there. Let us know what Byington has.
Okay.
Acts 20:28, his speed is, which he got at the cost of his own life.
God once publicly offered him in his death as a sacrifice of reconciliation through faith. And Romans 5:9. So if we have already been brought into right standing with God by Christ's death, it is much more certain that by him we shall be saved from God's wrath.
Okay, that is CB, correct?
Correct.
Currently has them all right. Phillips is missing Colossians 1:20.
Okay. Colossians 1:20. It was in him that the full nature of God chose to live, and through him God planned to reconcile in his own person, as it were, everything on earth and everything in heaven by virtue of, okay, the sacrifice of the cross.
Sacrifice of the cross. Beck has them all right. Good news. Good news is missing Acts 20, Romans 3, Romans 5, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 2, Colossians 1, Then it's missing Hebrews 13:20. It's missing 1 Peter 1:19. Missing Revelation 1 and Revelation 5. So it's missing 10 out of the 20. I don't know if we want to read any of them. They run the basic same pattern as these others. What's after good news? Living has them all right. Living is a Baptist. You don't think you'd miss this. Jerusalem.
What about that?
Beck has them all right. Jerusalem is missing both Romans and Colossians. Both Romans and Colossians. Barclay. Barclay is missing Romans 3, Romans 5, 1 Corinthians, if you can believe that. The dues are there. Ephesians 1, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, he missed that one. Ephesians 1, he's missing. Ephesians 2, he's missing. Colossians 1, he's missing. And he's missing Hebrews 13:20 and 1 Peter 1, 2. So he's missing 8. NIV has them all right. Weast, okay. Amp, okay. Basic, okay. Kingsley, okay. Norley, okay. Ledyard, okay. Knox, okay. Confraternity, okay. Nav, okay. Dieglot, okay. Young, okay. Darby, okay. Rothman, okay. Godby, okay. Wall, okay. Concord, okay. New World, okay. Lanza, okay. I don't have any record of Simple, Recovery, or New Century. I don't have any record of those three. So whoever has those, you can check them for us, and if they miss any of them, tell us which verses. Why don't you bring that? Or maybe you can do it right now. Here's what I'm doing. I've got one page where I've got all this in the whole page, and I've got them all marked for ones they missed. And I just divided those by 5. And if they have them all okay, they get an automatic 20.
Right. Yeah.
And if they miss a few, depending on how you rated it, if they miss 3, they get 85 for the 17 they got right. Minus whatever they got wrong, and divide that by 5 and give them a score, and then put it back in one column in your other deal. Since there are only 10 translations out of what almost 50 here that deviate from the perfect score, you should be able to calculate it pretty quickly. In fact, if you give a minus 5 for this, good news gets a 0. If you give him a minus 10, then he gets a minus 10. Does he get a minus 10?
Does the good news have 10 of it missed?
Good news is 10.
Okay.
Okay, this one's Simple missed. Romans 25.
Simple missed that?
Died for Christ and sacrificed, and Christ died.
Romans 3:25.
Okay, what's the deal here? For example, 5 times 20 is 100, divided by 5 is still 20. So if 10 will get them all right, he gets a 20 on the score. Then, for example,
5 times 100 is 100.
Yeah, divided by 5. But in some cases,
Romans 3:25, propitiation through faith in his blood. I wrote about it on that paper for you so you get the context.
God offered Christ as a sacrifice. When Christ died, this became the way that sins are taken away if we believe.
Okay, simple doesn't have that one right. Go ahead and check them all and tell us what it is and isn't. Anybody confused on how to work this into your syllabus?
Example being, if in this 2, divide 5 into 90, which gives you 18.
And what did you give them for the 2 they missed?
You obviously give them a minus 5.
You give them a minus 5, and total 100, or?
Well, you get a 90 for the 18 they got right. You get a minus 5 for the 2 they get wrong, which brings that down to 80. And if you divide that by 5, you get 16.
Oh, that's funny.
Why are we dividing by 5?
Because I don't want to plug 100 into my master total for Tyndale and King James for getting all these right.
Why didn't you just divide
by 5, which is basically like 54 versus
84. Why didn't you just divide 90 by 5? Isn't that what you do?
Because Scott didn't get 90 if he misses 2.
He had 120.
He actually gets a 90 minus 2 minus 5s.
Oh, I see. Which is 16.
That makes sense, yeah.
Oh. I got Adams all done. And it had blood in all cases except Romans 3:25. He had that in parentheses. He had by the shedding of his blood in parentheses.
Well, I think I'll left slide.
Okay. Adam is good.
He's good, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
NIV all the way through. Is that what it said?
Depends if you give it a minus 5. Somebody might give it a minus 15.
How do you... Could you go over that formula again?
Well, okay. If you give them a 5 for being accurate, mm-hmm. decide what you're going to give them for being inaccurate,
okay.
add all that up and divide that by 5, and put it down on your master sheet. So what are you giving for missing it?
-5.
-5?
Yep.
So for good speed, he gets a 16.
Okay.
Because he gets an 80 divided by 5. CB gets the same. Phillips, he gets a 90 divided by 5, so he gets an 18. Good news, it's a 0. Jerusalem gets a 17. Jerusalem gets a 17. What have you got? An 85? No, Jerusalem gets a 14. If you give it a minus 5.
Mm-hmm.
Barclay gets what? 4?
3, 6, 8 times 5 is 40.
60 minus 40 is 20.
Oh, you're right. He only got, yeah. So he gets a 4.
Barclay gets a 1.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm really dividing by 5. I'm not dividing by, he gets a 4, yeah.
Yeah, he gets a 4.
Do we have Byington?
It looks good. I'm down to the last 4 verses.
Oh, go ahead.
That was the only one that simply missed.
That was the only one that simply missed?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
325.
Simple missed 325. Other than that, he was all okay.
Okay.
325 is the only one.
Simple's only one?
Yeah,
just missed one.
Okay.
How about New Century?
One.